go. All right, Tom Matuszak joins us, folks. Let's hear it for him. Tom is a wonderful artist here in the Bay Area. You could see behind me some of the works that he has done, and I want you to come up and take a look at it. We love the George Krefsky Gallery. You know, we always go there for the annual art show. And I love to see unique pieces of baseball art. And Tom has created it, and they're to my right, and I know on the radio it's tough to hear it or describe it. But, Tom, you're here. It's a pleasure to have you here. And I want you to talk a little bit about your art and what makes it unique. Because when I saw this, Larry Krueger introduced me to you. I said, wow, this is very special. So nice to have you here, and tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, Marty, thank you for having me on the show. It's a pleasure to be here. Well, the I think what makes the art so unique is that I'm working off of images, off of photographs that have a lot of shadows, and it's in the shadows that I find the shapes. So people on the radio can't see what we're talking about, but what makes it so different than anything else that you see is, as you're close to the paintings, I like to work on a large scale. They tend to look like just a bunch of pretty shapes, a bunch of pretty colors, but as you get away from the as you back away from the painting, you realize that everything has a purpose. There is meaning behind every shape that's in the painting.
Tom is hesitating as he talks because I'm moving the paintings around as we're doing that, because I want people to see it. Kyle, put it right in front of the chair here. Just put it right in front. Yeah, that's it, right there, so people can see what you're talking about. It's really unique stuff. Tom, how did you get involved with this? Jackie Robinson is the one we're showing the audience right now.
Well, it's pretty much by accident. I'm a self-trained artist, and about 5 years ago I was asked to interpret a poem, and I looked to my wife. I said, geez, I don't know what I'm going to do. She said, well, why don't you play around with those abstract shapes that you've messed around with? And so I did, and it was successful. And right after that, my thoughts went to, I wonder if I could make a recognizable face using these shapes. And the first image that came to mind was my musical hero, Dave Brubeck. So I did, and it worked. It was successful. And since then, I've been playing around and trying to fine-tune the artwork little by little. And now I'm really into getting into just the facial features and trying not to worry too much about what's going on around the face, but just the eyes, the nose, the mouth. And as you're at any of my shows, you'll see people walking around with cell phones, because when you're close to the image, like I say, it's hard to tell exactly what you're looking at. And then as people look at it through their phone, they say, oh my gosh, I didn't realize there was actually something there.
It sounds like Mr. Pitt on Seinfeld. Remember Mr. Pitt when he goes up? Remember he,
nice, Marty.
Where is it, Elaine? Elaine, yeah. I don't see anything. You know, so this is like Mr. Pitt. But no, it's beautiful. I see it. I don't need a cell phone. I can see it. I think it's gorgeous. And Tom, let me spell your last name. Matouszek. And are you on the internet somewhere where people can look at your work?
I am. I do have a
yeah, let's hear about it, because you want to see this to really enjoy it.
Oh, thanks. And I do encourage people, anytime that there's a show, we try to keep people posted about that, to view them in person. But you can see the work online at artbytom.jalbum.net.
Well, that's easy. artbytom@jalbum.net. Even I can remember that.
Well, thanks. And often I just tell people to just Google Art by Tom, and it'll pop right up.
Beautiful. Now, are you showing anything in the Bay Area soon, or what's going on with your career now?
Well, right now I am currently sponsored by the DDR Corporation. They are the property management company that takes care of all the Targets properties, Marshalls, Kohl's, Bed Bath Beyond. And they are sending me around to a handful of cities around the country to create community art projects based on my style. And everything that I do with them will be based on the painting of Jackie Robinson.
Wow.
So most recently, I was in Pasadena for the world's largest chalk festival, and we recreated the painting about 10 feet big on the cement. There were 600 other artists, and I invited kids that were 4 years old up to and seniors up to 70 years old, getting down on the ground coloring with chalk, and it was a great experience. So right now, not showing anything around the Bay Area, but we are working on that.
Good. Tom Matuszak, Pat, Matouszek. Tom, I've seen Joe DiMaggio. I've seen Jackie Robinson. Are there other baseball ones that you've done?
I have just been starting on the baseball theme. I've been focused on musicians up until this point, but as I did the DiMaggio, I had such a great time with that, and you've been called a romanticist. So am I. I like the idea of doing the Mantles and the Musials, but being in the Bay Area and with the success of the Giants recently, I do want to focus on doing some Buster Posey's and
nice.
Guys like that.
Maybe a Dennis Eckersley?
Gosh. Well, I'm from Cleveland.
Yeah, well, he was an Indian, right? And
sure,
just
that's right.
If you're going to do Eckersley or a face and a hair, hard to get past Eckersley.
Oh, my gosh. Recognizable, right?
The mustache, the whole. I got to ask you, Tom, too, you into rock and roll and. In rock and roll, we see these volcanic eruptions from single cities or areas, like the grunge scene back in the early 90s coming out of Seattle. Is there one like that for art coming out of maybe Santa Fe, or can you identify an area where art is just erupting at a huge pace?
You know, I wish I could. Like I say, I am self-taught, mm-hmm. and people bring up names, they bring up styles, and I just paint. You know, I just do things the way that I see them.
And you don't care about other places, Tom, right?
I'm not too concerned about that, although I'm finding that it's pretty important to know what's going on in other
sure,
places.
Right.
So I think it was Jackson, Wyoming is a hot spot right
sure.
now, and up in Portland, that's
okay.
pretty hot, and it's always good to be represented in Los Angeles, obviously.
And the Bay Area's got some good artists here, obviously.
Not bad.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
Pretty good stuff here. So,
boy,
yeah.
I'm looking forward to getting one. I really am. This is going to be very exciting.
Marty, you going to get one?
I'd like to, sure.
Here's a target for you.
Oh, my God.
You see that mug right there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a face for radio.
Absolutely beautiful.
But I am looking forward to it. I have a number of nice things in my house.
You do?
Yeah.
You have the Godfather.
The Godfather is gorgeous. And Alan Beyer was nice enough to give me a few duplicates, you know, of prints that he's got. And Arthur K. Miller, who you're aware of. And I've got a Mel Ott and a Brooks Robinson from him and a number of his prints. And this is gorgeous. So I'm looking forward to it very much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
this will be
art.
Good. Very good. So, all right. It's Art by Tom at jalbum.net.
Actually, .jalbum.net.
See, I messed
Google
it
up. Art that, by Tom.
Right. Art
Google
by
Art
Tom
by Tom.
At
dot J album.
Who puts a dot in front of a J? I don't get it. All right. At dot J album dot net. So you confuse me. But it's really nice stuff. And fans, take a look at it. If you're here at the Public House, we'll have it on display here as well. Tom, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me, Marty.
Good to have you here. Very
thank
good.
You.
Nice stuff. Very good. All right.